like somebody dies or, you know, something big and major like that, God obviously wants you to forgive. And so today, at the video, I want to show you this impactful story of this woman who you'll see. So.
And tonight, with one of the most potent powers on earth, it can change lives in an instant. Everyone has it. It's the power to forgive. Watch it now in action in Steve Hartman's A Sign of America. Seemingly apparent reason. Indeed, if anyone was to have issues with the Lord, it would be Mary Johnson.
For all you've done for me, you never had a chance.
In February 1993, Mary's son, Laurentian Bird, was shot to death during an argument at a party. He was 20 and Mary's only child.
My son was gone.
The killer was a 16-year-old kid named O'Shea Israel.
I wanted justice. He was an animal. He deserved to be caged.
And he was. Tried as an adult and sentenced to 25 and a half years, O'Shea served 17 before being recently released. He now lives back in the old neighborhood, close to Mary. This close.
He lives next door.
Next door.
How a convicted murderer ended up living a door jamb away from his victim's mother is a story, not a horrible misfortune, as you might expect. Of remarkable mercy. A few years ago, Mary asked if she could meet O'Shea here at Minnesota's Stillwater State Prison. As a devout Christian, she felt compelled to see if there was some way, if somehow, she could forgive her son's killer.
What'd she say? I believe the first thing she said was, "Look, you don't know me, I don't know you, let's just start right now." That I was befuddled myself.
O'Shea says they met regularly after that. When he got out, she introduced him to her landlord, who, with Mary's blessing, invited O'Shea to move into the building. Today, they don't just live close. They are close. Clearly, Mary was able to forgive him.
Unforgiveness is like cancer. It will eat you from the inside out. It's not about that other person. Me forgiving him does not diminish what he's done. Yes, he murdered my son. But the forgiveness is for me. It's for me.
For O'Shea, it hasn't been that easy.
I haven't totally forgiven myself yet. I'm learning how to forgive myself. And I'm still going towards, you know, trying to forgive myself for what it is I've done.
To that end, O'Shea is now busy proving himself to himself. He works at a recycling plant by day and goes to college by night. He says he's determined to pay back Mary's clemency by contributing to society. In fact, he's already working on singing the praises of God and forgiveness in prisons, churches, to large audiences everywhere.
Forgiveness is a powerful thing.
Which explains why Mary can sing her praise of thanks to her audience of one. Steve Hunter, CBS News, Minneapolis.
For all you've done for.
Yeah, I agree. That's good. Powerful, wasn't it? This woman who lost her son, 20-year-old, at a party, son was at a party, and got shot over an argument. It wasn't even anything big, it was just over an argument. And she decided, after a few years later, to forgive this man. Not only forgive this man, but to incorporate him into her life. And God wants us to be like that, but let me talk about what she said. The first thing she said was, give me a couple of seconds. She said, unforgiveness is like cancer. It eats you from the inside out. It eats you from the inside out. How, I don't like people like to answer, how will unforgiveness eat you from the inside out?
Can't have peace.
Can't have peace. Burns, I agree with that. Exactly. Yeah, exactly like everybody's saying, it gives you no peace. It burns you inside. It gets in your mind, right? It's the only thing. You live it in the past, and you no longer can move on towards the future. Like she said in the video, she said, like, crap. You were here, I don't can't remember exactly what she said, but, you know, you're here, and I'm here. Let's think about now, right? Okay, I'm done with the past. I'm done thinking about the past all the time. I want to be here now and move on to the future. And that's how God wants us to be, right? He wants us to forgive things that is going to usually destroy us. If you think about it, how many people in here would be able to do that? Like your son or daughter, brother, sister, mother, or anybody so special to you die. Then the killer killed them, and you'll be able to say, I can move on from that. Who would be able to do that? It's not many people would be able to do that. And honestly, a lot of people would actually call her not smart. Or she's not, like, if you actually look at the YouTube comments, they're actually pretty bad. But most people don't understand it, right? It's a thing from God, and God told us to do. So I'm just going to continue on, all right? It says, forgiveness is not for him, but it's for me. See, that's the thing most people don't understand about forgiveness. People see, like, at school, when sometimes you ever at school, like, in my high school years, right? Like, if somebody say something about me, right, and I just keep on moving on, people will think, Jaquan, what are you doing? Why are you saying nothing back? I said, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't care what he did, or I forgive him and stuff like that. And people see that as a sign of weakness, right? That actually, it's a sign of strength. It's a sign of saying, I can move on from here and now and keep on pressing on. And I want to read a verse. Actually, it's like a story. I want to read a parable. If you go to Matthew chapter 18, verse 21, through the rest, I guess. And, of course, I'm reading from the easy-to-read version. So, yeah, I like the easy-to-read version, just easy to read. All right. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, when somebody won't stop doing wrong to me, how many times must I forgive them? 7 times? And Jesus answered, I tell you, you must forgive them more than 7 times. You must continue to forgive them even if they do wrong to you 77 times. So God's kingdom is like a king who decided to collect his money. His servant owes him. The king began to collect his money. One servant owed him several thousand pounds of silver. He was not able to pay the money of his master, the king. So the master ordered that he and everything he owed would be sold, even his wife and child. The money would be used to pay the king what the servant owed. But the servant fell on his knees and begged, be patient with me. I will pay you everything I owe. The master felt sorry for him. So he told the servant he did not have to pay, and he let him go free. Later that same servant found another servant who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him around the neck and said, pay me the money you owe me. And the other servant fell on his knee and begged him, be patient with me. I will pay you everything I owe. But the first servant refused to be patient. He told the judge that the other servant owed him money, and that the servant would be put in jail until he could. Sorry, I'm getting a little frustrated. Jail until he could pay everything he owed. But the other servants saw what happened, and they felt very sorry for the man. So they went and told their master everything that happened. Then the master called his servant, and he said, you evil servant, you begged me for forgive your debt. And I said, you do not have to pay anything. So you should have given that other man who served you in the same mercy I gave you. The master was very angry. So he put the servant in jail to be punished, and he had to stay in jail until he could pay everything he owed. The king did the same as my heavenly father would do to you. You must forgive your brother or sister with all your heart, or my heavenly father would not forgive you. That's kind of hard, isn't it? I mean, And we put that in the same context. God is happy with her, right? But how much is God happy with you if you will, if you say, oh, I can't forgive this man? God said, if you cannot forgive this man, then I cannot forgive you. But you're like, God, I never killed nobody. I never did this. I never destroyed nobody. But he said, it doesn't matter. He said, you are supposed to forgive this man like I've forgiven you. Because like what Jesus did, he died on the cross. He was beaten. He was, you know, all the above. And he said at the end, we all know, can you please forgive them? For they do not know what they do. And God wanted to be just like him. And so, as today, you know, I don't like to talk for long, so this is the end of my term. I want you to think about the people in your life. Something happened in your life that you need to forgive or just need to move on to. Because God said, if you cannot forgive them, he will not forgive you. So think about that every time you see.